New York has an ambitious set of climate goals to reduce carbon emissions. One state mandate says every public school bus must be electric by 2035. On today's story of the day, we visit the first place in the North Country to get electric school buses on the road.
Support for Story of the Day comes from the St. Lawrence County Community Development Program, now accepting applications for the Head Start program to prepare children ages 3 to 5 for school, online at slccdp.org/head-start.
Hi, I'm Lucy Grindin. It's Tuesday, April 2nd. First, New York's presidential primaries are today. The vote is largely symbolic, since Joe Biden and Donald Trump are already set as the major party's nominees. Polls close at 9 p.m. Last year's state budget set a mandate requiring that all New York school districts replace their gas and diesel school buses with electric school buses by 2035. It's an ambitious target, aligned with New York's equally ambitious climate goals. It's also been the subject of pushback and criticism from Republican lawmakers and some school districts. One of the few school districts in the North Country that started electrifying their school bus fleet is in Jefferson County. Amy Feiereisel reports.
Here in the Alexandria Bay Central School District bus garage, they're going through a transition from conventional gas and diesel buses to electric buses. And it's not always easy.
There for about 4 or 5 months, I was pulling my hair out. This wasn't something that we took lightly.
That's Del Lambert, the district's transportation director. After a year and a half of work, surveys, route analysis, an electrical update to their garage, Alexandria Bay got 2 electric buses on the road in early March. I'm here because they're the first North Country school district to do so, and we wanted to see what it's really like. Erin Jolly drives one of these buses twice a day on a 20-mile bus route. She says the biggest difference in driving an electric bus is the quiet.
The sound, yes, the sound is a big one. The kids have enjoyed it so far. They have their jokes and whatnot. It's a lot quieter. You can definitely hear the kids in the back of the bus, so there's benefits to that.
Jolly backs one of the buses out.
There you go. That's as loud as she gets.
Yep. It's like a refrigerator hum or something.
We board the bus, and Jolly takes us out onto Route 12. As we approach a big hill, Lambert tells Jolly to stop.
Now, a diesel bus, when you take off from right here, you'll hear that motor rev, and then you'll hear it shift, you'll feel it shift. With these, it's just a straight drive.
So we're at a dead standstill right now, and you're about to go up this hill, and you're saying normally this you would sort of hear the bus working, and
it would
take a while.
Okay. All right, Erin, go ahead.
According to the state, this is the sound of the future. New York has joined 5 other states requiring a switch from conventional to electric school buses. Here, 100% of school bus fleets must be electric by 2035. In 2027, according to the law as it stands now, districts will no longer be able to buy conventional buses at all. It's a huge transition and a pretty controversial one. It sits at this prickly intersection of climate change politics, the role of government, new technology, and a lot of school districts are hesitant. Dana Wood is with the Lake Placid Central School District. He says that the current range of electric buses, about 120 miles, doesn't work for rural districts like his. They travel far for field trips and sports games.
To Wells, Indian Lake, Bolton Landing, so we can't send an EV bus there.
And he says electric buses are twice as expensive as conventional ones.
When we have to make the switch, we will make the switch, and we may miss out on financial incentives, but for us, we need to purchase a bus that is going to meet all of our needs.
New York Senator Dan Steck says Lake Placid is not alone.
You know, there's a lot of school districts in the North Country that have reached out to me and my colleagues saying, hey, we are not ready to do this.
Steck criticized the state for taking a one-size-fits-all approach, saying that for districts with dense populations, going electric will be easier. Think Long Island, Buffalo, Albany. Steck has joined other New York Republicans in calling for the mandate to be repealed or significantly delayed.
You know, slow your roll on the mandate, try it in areas that the climate and the nature of the distances of the bus routes is more conducive. You know, learn from that.
Steck says there are just too many unanswered questions to force districts to make this switch right now about the cold, about the electric grid, about supply and demand.
Just because you're asking questions and saying, hey, I want to make sure that the math works and that we're doing the right thing here, does not mean that you're a climate change denier or you don't love the environment. It's that you respect the safety of school kids, the value of the taxpayers' money.
Of course, the state sings a very different tune. It says electrification is about kids' safety because diesel and gasoline buses idle a lot and emit dangerous pollutants.
Particulate matter, carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxides. These are all associated with chronic health conditions like asthma, cancer, and cognitive impairment.
Adam Reuter is the director of NYSERDA's Clean Transportation Group, which is in charge of the state's transition to electric buses. He says this is about human health and the environment. 30% of carbon emissions in New York come from transportation. He says they know that current electric buses may not work for longer range applications, but that they don't have to.
The fact is that the technology is going to continue to improve over the next decade.
And he says they're advocating for a gradual approach.
School bus fleets don't turn over in a year. They turn over a decade or sometimes even longer. What we want people to start doing now is doing a study, figuring out a plan. And then we think it's a good idea for schools to start buying a bus or two now.
Reuter says they'll pay for those studies and the difference in cost using $500 million from New York's Environmental Bond Act. There's other money, too. The EPA's electrification program, federal tax credits, grants through individual utility companies. And Reuter says they're not worried about a big supply chain blow up. Neither is one of the biggest sellers of school buses in the state, New York Bus Sales. They sell Bluebird buses, which are manufactured in Georgia. Director of sales Jeremy Johnston says in 2016, Bluebird could produce 4 electric buses per week.
As of January 1st, Bluebird now has the capacity to build 20 electric buses per day on 2 shifts. I mean, we have significantly increased the capabilities. And a lot of that is because of the pending mandate in New York State.
Johnston's office sold Alexandria Bay their electric buses. It's organized trainings for the school's mechanics, drivers, even local ambulances in case of an emergency. Johnston even helped Alex Bay fill out their EPA grant application, which subsidized their first 2 electric buses. They normally run $400,000 apiece. District Superintendent Christopher Clapper says they paid just $95,000 per bus.
So we were able to purchase both buses for less than we could purchase one conventionally fueled bus.
The grant also covered bus chargers and electrical upgrades to their bus garage. He says this is plain economics. Now, were the aid to disappear, Clapper says they'd go back to what was cheaper for taxpayers. As the first district in the region to go electric, Clapper says he's been fielding lots of calls from other districts.
There's a lot of questions out there. There's a lot of misinformation out there. So I think they're calling just for clarity. There's a misconception that you have to build new bus garages to handle the infrastructure. I mean, look at our bus garage. It's a fine garage, but it's not new.
Transportation Director Del Lambert's biggest concerns were about electrical fires and the buses not operating in the cold. He set both of those fears aside after doing some research and visiting a bus operation in Montreal, which has been running electric buses since 2018. And there are serious benefits to electric, too, says Lambert. They pay less to refuel per day, $10 in electricity versus $20 to $30 in gas, and maintenance costs a lot less. No oil changes.
I'd say over a bus lifetime, the maintenance that you save would probably, I wouldn't say it would make up the whole difference between buying the 2 buses, but it would make up a good chunk of it.
He said a lot of the resistance to electric buses comes down to fear.
It's like everybody else. You're always nervous. Everybody, no one likes change. You know, now we're jumping into an electric, fully electric, not a hybrid, fully.
That's a big transition, and the burden is on districts to figure it out. But Lambert says that in the end, even if the Republican appeal to delay the mandate succeeds, electric is still coming.
Whether it comes this year or it comes 5 years from now, it's still coming. So basically, if you're not buying electric buses, you're kicking the can down the road.
By taking advantage of the current grant money, they got the buses for cheap and the infrastructure updates for free. They're ready for 2027 and beyond. Amy Feiereisel, North Country Public Radio in Alexandria Bay.
There's more news all the time at ncpr.org. Today's music was by Lost in Beijing from Keen and Christopher Watts in Canton. I'm Lucy Grindin, North Country Public Radio.